A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Now, we looked at the first part of this last time, what it is to taste of the Lord, how it's not that in seeing we believe, but in believing we see. But this promise is connected to a condition immediately afterwards. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Well, it's also a promise, but it is something that God expects you to do, and he'll give you the grace to do it. And that is that we will taste and we will see that the Lord is good when we take refuge in him. This era in which we live has got refugees by the hundreds of thousands streaming in mostly into Europe, seeking refuge from all sorts of troubles in their countries, especially in Syria, fleeing ISIS and the violence against their homes and their children, in the same places where they've been for generations, some of them for thousands of years. They've been willing to leave their place and become refugees, having nothing, seeking help. Now, in a sense, this verse is calling us to be refugees, refugees into God. You see, when you're a refugee, you are, in a sense, naked. You have nothing. You can take nothing from your country. You leave it all behind, and you seek and you cast yourself upon the mercy of the nation where you want to be accepted. Now, many nations don't accept refugees, but God will accept any refugee that hides himself in him. He is the best place for a refugee. Are you tired of your sins? Tired of being molested by Satan? Tired of your own evil habits? Tired of always falling prey to the evil one? Well, you've got to leave your home. Now, I don't mean it literally in the sense of a physical home or country, but you've got to leave the place, that spiritual place of darkness in which you have dwelt, the place where Satan has been molesting you. You've got to run to God and hide yourself in him. Empelen sibizi uguti sizifihle kuye uNkulunkulu khona sizonambitha sibone ukuthi uNkulunkulu muhle impela. Then we'll see, then we will taste as we enter into him that the Lord is indeed good.